This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Food has been the cornerstone of getting us all through the pandemic. Whether it's watching local cooks rise to prominence on YouTube and TikTok, or learning how to whip up viral recipes as we're stuck at home, or supporting local F&B SMEs through delivery and takeaway services. But on the flip side, what is it like for the providers of such fresh ingredients? I have David Lay, co-founder of Fish for It, on the line to discuss how they managed to get fresh seafood from dock to door within only 48 hours, and how they've kept afloat through the pandemic.
Hey guys, my name is David Lay, born and bred in KL, turning 38 years old this year. I was in the engineering industry before venturing into this local seafood industry. So we started this business, seafood business, in September 2018. It was a transition from my family business into this new venture. With only 4,000 as capital, I see this as a great opportunity to start an e-commerce platform to bring fresh local seafood to our end consumers, mainly the households, and started this ultimately because this is a cash business.
Right, I see. But why specifically jump into seafood from engineering? Why make that massive transition in terms of, you know, not just businesses, but even industries?
So I reconnected with my old friend. He's my childhood friend. He is now my partner from Sungai Besar, and owns a fleet of boats to catch the seafood that we have in our waters. So I presented him this idea to bring the good stuff to our end consumers.
Right. So you basically already had this contact from a long time ago, but it's sort of a matter of taking what they were already doing and putting it onto, I guess, a more accessible platform, especially for us in the Klang Valley.
Right.
Right. So tell me a little bit about what are the offerings from Fish for It, because you guys sell a wide variety of not just local seafood as well. I believe you also have some imported products. So tell me a little bit about that.
Firstly, we offer a full range of local wild-caught seafood. So from deep sea tiger prawns to deep sea fishes and squids and crabs as well. Last year, we started bringing in seafood from Sabah, for example, the abalones, also the sea cucumber, which I often dub them as ginseng of the sea, because of its nutritional values is great.
Right, I see. And so, you know, with these kinds of products and this variety, right, you know, tell me a little bit about how that compares to, let's say, what you might get at a local supermarket or a wet market.
For seafood, we have different qualities and grades. So the mass will always go to the wet market and the pasar borongs. In Fish for It, we select only the grade 8 items, as most of the time, the grade A items are mainly exported to fetch a much, much higher price. Therefore, the better quality items are priced competitively, and we also give a fresh promise when you buy from us. So the fresh promise, if there's anything that you deem not fresh, we are happy to exchange it for you, but this is rarely the case.
Awesome. And so also, I noticed that on your website, essentially, you've got a 70 ringgit minimum for delivery as well. And you also, on top of that, do have delivery charges. So can you tell me a little bit about how that all works and why you decided to price things at this point?
For the 70 ringgit minimum order, we do charge a small delivery fee, depending on which area you are. And we do subsidize a little bit of the delivery fees. However, if you order up to a certain amount, we do cover the delivery fees on your behalf.
Fantastic. Now, also, I want to talk a little bit about logistics and operations, since you guys are, you know, primarily you work with delivery. So do you work with a delivery partner, or is there a sort of in-house system?
We have our in-house delivery. Back then, we started off working closely with other delivery companies, but we find it better that we have our own delivery guys. So we started hiring and form our own logistics teams.
Fantastic. And, you know, I understand that the way that you're keeping the seafood fresh, because obviously, you know, these are perishable items, right? So, you know, you're trying to get it, you know, from dock to door within 48 hours, but you also have to keep the quality of all the products fresh as well. And I understand that you do a process called flash freezing. So can you please explain a little bit about how that works?
So when we have our boats returned from the seas, we clean and gut our fishes when they return to our docks and stations in Sungai Besar and Sabah. Then we pack the seafood into vacuum packagings. So the flash freezing method freezes the seafood in a matter of minutes, locks in the nutrients, and from then we have our dispatch team send them to your doorstep or at your convenience.
Right. Fantastic. And, you know, tell me a little bit about that. Is that a common process within the seafood industry?
Back then, I would say no, but right now it's a very common practice as the end consumers start to believe in the flash freezing process.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, I do want to also ask a little bit about why specifically from not only the Straits of Malacca, which I understand is where you started mainly sourcing things, but also from Sabah. And I believe you also do have a few international imported products as well.
We do have a small range of imported seafood, like the codfish or the Japanese clams, as we find that there's a lot of end consumers would prefer these items on the menu as well. We do have them on the website.
Right, fantastic. Now, I do want to ask a little bit, obviously we will get to how you guys were affected by the pandemic as well, but as you guys started in 2018, generally before the pandemic, what was your performance like as a company?
Before the pandemic happens, we were still very, very small. But when the first lockdown of last year, our sales soared a threefold growth. So we had a very big jump. So we were serving the same demographics. However, ultimately, the challenge was to educate the end consumers about how great our local produce is. So we were talking about the grade A seafood that is usually exported overseas. So through our customer service channels, we continue to educate Malaysians about our very own excellent produce. And our local chefs had a very, very big role to play in this too.
Right, fantastic. Now it's time to take a short break for some messages, but after that I will continue speaking to David Lay, co-founder of Fish For It, about how else they've been affected by the pandemic. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Beyond Frivolous Matters, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and on the line with me today is the co-founder of Fish For It, David Lay. So Fish For It are an online e-commerce platform for seafood, essentially, and they're dedicated to getting fresh seafood from dock to door in only 48 hours. Before the break, we talked about some of their offerings and, you know, their focus on primarily educating consumers about local wild-caught seafood. So we also discussed a little bit about how, you know, when you started in 2018, you were still relatively small, but the pandemic did help to boost your business quite a bit. But I also had a question a little bit about, you know, moving with the times, right? Because across the past year or so, there have been many different changes in restrictions in terms of, you know, who can be out and about, also interstate travel as well. So was that at all a problem for you at any point?
I would say logistics has been a very painful process because during the pandemic, as roadblocks and manpower was heavily affected during the first MCO. So before the pandemic happened, most of the stuff were sent in the morning. However, when it started, roadblocks, police checks, all this work permits and stuff got delayed. So from morning, we only received the stuff in KL at night. And basically, the whole process is affected.
You know, now that we're back in this full MCO as well, how has that affected Fish For It?
So basically, we just resubmit all the documents that we need to the government to have us back on track. So not too much of a trouble this time.
Fantastic. And also, I did notice on your website, in your FAQ as well, that I think beforehand you would I have offered special requests for fillet or steak cuts for the produce. You do obviously, as you mentioned before the break, clean, gut, and scale the fishes, but you don't necessarily fillet them all. And it says in your FAQ that due to the current situation, we've reduced manpower for your own safety and the customers as well. So can you tell me a little bit about that, and you know, what was that process like?
So we started off offering fillets, steak cuts to almost all the fishes that we catch daily. But right now, we actually still offer that service, but only to certain fishes, not all fishes, except for the smaller fishes. We don't do the filleting and the steak cuts, which we don't find necessary. So the services are still there on our website, which you can find under the special cut section.
Right. But also, have you been able to either regain or that manpower that was mentioned as having been reduced previously?
We regained the manpower. Instead of operating from one or two locations, we now operate in four different locations. One in Sungai Besar, one in Sabah, and another two in the city.
So if you have any insight on this as well, could you tell me a little bit about the relationship between fishing and sustainability?
So back then, our government has enforced our fishing nets to be bigger. Bigger as in we have bigger holes. So the smaller fishes would escape. So it depends on which water that we are going in. Different boats catches different items as allowed by our government.
All right. Well, at least, you know, I think it's really interesting that you guys are really trying to educate local consumers about all of our local seafood and, you know, how it can be just as good, if not better even, than some imported seafood as well. And, you know, the wonderful glory of being able to support not only your business, obviously, but also to be able to support a local fisherman as well. Now, my final question for you, David, before we wrap up the interview, is what are your plans for the future for Fish For It?
So back to countries like Hong Kong and Singapore, in the past year, we have just taken baby steps in these two countries. And moving forward, we plan to increase the choices of quality seafood to the local end consumers. We are in the midst of expansion to a new location in PJ to increase our capacity. With this, we will be able to cater to walk-ins, nationwide deliveries, wholesale and export.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you so much, David, for sharing about Fish For It on today's Open For Business.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you so much for having us.
You've been listening to Open For Business. I'm Christine Wong, and I've been speaking to David Lay, who is the co-founder of Fish For It. If you've missed any of today's conversation, you can go ahead and download our app that's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to our website, bfm.my, to download the podcast as well. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.